This is the Business Storytelling Show with Christoph Trapp. Name a top 20 storytelling podcast and a top 5% podcast globally, Christoph chats with thought leaders and experts to share tips and tricks that can help you tell your company's stories better to drive business results. Available wherever you listen to podcasts, live streamed on major social media channels, and part of the DB&A television network, available on most U.S. television sets and streaming on Roku and Amazon Fire. Here's Christoph with today's episode. Let's go.
Let's go, business storytellers. How's everyone doing? Today we want to talk about audio. And you know, I have been on the audio bandwagon, short form audio. How do we create audio differently from podcasts? How do we do all kinds of things audio? How do we have better mics? Look at me. I got a mic now. Back in the day, I just talked on my iPhone. But things have to evolve, and it is my pleasure to share with you today's episode. It is presented to you by Trinity Audio. Thank you for the partnership. And we're talking to Ron Jaworski. He is an official member of the Forbes Business Council, speaker, voice, and audio enthusiast. That sounds fantastic. So let's find out, what can we do differently with audio today, and specifically as it relates to AI? Now, AI is always a thing everybody throws around. This is AI, that's AI. But this is interesting to me. So let's hear from Ron, find out how do we create content as it relates to audio and AI. Ron, welcome to the show. Give me a fist bump. Are you there?
Thank you for having me.
That's how we get going.
I really appreciate it.
You like that? Oh, it took me a while to come up with that idea. So tell me, the audio AI revolution, what is that when you talk about that?
I think first of all, that when we talk about audio, it's important to mention that a lot of the time we talk about voice or audio and voice, but at the end of the day, those are the two sides of the same coin. I think that to start talking about this revolution, I should definitely start about, in general, why voice and audio is such a big revolution. And I think that the main reason that it's a revolution as big as mobile, as big as the internet itself, is due to the fact that we are starting a new era where we are communicating with machine in a manner which is more comfortable for us, which is voice. And of course, absorbing information, content, and et cetera in audio, which again is super easy, super efficient for us as a humankind. So that's the first thing. The second thing, you know, with machine learning and deep learning and artificial intelligence and all of that and all the different acronyms that comes with that, we are entering an era where a machine can take us to the next level. And I'm, by machine, I mean, at the end, algorithms that do a real-time analysis on situation and make relevant decisions to create a lifelike experience. For example, from where we are starting our journey, and we are talking about text-to-speech solution, for many, many years, text-to-speech is with us for at least the last 20 years, if not more than that. But only in the last 3 to 4 years, we changed from hearing text-to-speech as basically Stephen Hawking is speaking to really learning, listening to an engine speaking in English. And in some cases, and I'm talking from experience, people are really believing that it's actually a human being and not a computer. So that is the type of leap that happened due to AI, due to a natural language processing, and so on and so forth.
Very interesting. And you know, when you talk about that, a couple of things come to my mind. First of all, is we had the company behind, I can't remember the name now, unfortunately, behind the Game Changer stories. You know, they were on the show, and basically what happens is on Game Changer, a parent puts in all the stuff for the softball games or whatever, and then the software behind the scenes writes an article. And I read the article, I showed it to my 7-year-old who was mentioned in the article in the game, just finished like 10 seconds ago. And she said, "That's really cool. Who wrote that article?" And I said, "The computer did, right? The computer did." And that's kind of the world we're in. And nobody would write those articles because they take time, right? So nobody would do them anyways. So I'd be interested in exploring that, how we can use audio AI in that regard. And then the other thing that comes to my mind, I'm a big audio fan, but I also like to read, but sometimes I can't read because I'm doing other things, right? I'm checking email, I'm doing this, I'm doing something else. But I got the Washington Post up over here, and the Washington Post has a text-to-speech functionality, right? Where basically, I don't have to read the article. Ava or Michael, depending on who I pick, reads it to me. And there you go. I don't know if that's AI or something else, but my point is, you mentioned it sounds like a human. It's close enough. I know it's not really Ava, but it's close enough for me to not care whether or not it's a human or a computer.
So first of all, you're preaching to the choir. So I agree with you 100%. I think that at the end of the day, the main purpose of having the option to listen is relevant exactly for those times that you are driving, you are cooking, washing the dishes, and there is a piece of content that you want to listen to, whether it's, I don't know, a summary of a game that happened last night, or a financial article that you are interested in, or, you know, whatever, or gossip of a new film and the best actor or the best actress. So I think that the functionality is amazing, and I think that us as content consumptions are finding more and more way to consume content. It's you know, it started from books and newspaper, moved to the internet, and from the internet to mobile, and from mobile to social network. And now we are also expanding the hours that we consume content by using audio, because as we say, audio stands for new time throughout the day. One of the things that in many cases when I talk about audio, I talk about the fact that in the last 3 to 4 years, you know, when podcast is booming like crazy, you know, a lot of the people that I talk to expect to see audiobooks selling going down because how much hours throughout the day you have. But the fact is that not only that audiobooks is not decreasing, it's actually increasing. Because the habit of consuming content via audio is just increasing. It's easier to do that. There are great applications that give us tons of offering of content. And it's with, you know, the busy way of life that we have, that's an amazing solution for us all. So definitely, and I believe it is just the start.
Well, I don't doubt that one bit. It's just the start. I mean, things keep improving and moving forward all the time. But let's talk about how can AI help me create more content, create more relevant content, and kind of put that into my workflow? Because here's the reality of things. I'm a big workflow geek, really. Like, how do I maximize my workflow, right? Live stream to podcast to article to web story to audiogram to all. Like, how can I do all this, you know, one-man show here? Tell me about, and I think I got that under control as much as I can, but how can AI help me create some of those things and really move things forward in my content strategy?
So I think that as a content creator, we're always looking for two things. Creating a great pieces of content, you know, that draws relevant readers or listeners to engage with us, and find more relevant places where we can engage. As the sentence go, if content is the king, then distribution is the queen. And it's not only important to create great content, it's also important to put there where your user are at. Now, if I can talk about what we are doing in Trinity Audio, the fact that with a simple 5-minute integration of a JavaScript on your page, you turn all your content into audio with a slip of a second. And then anybody that wants to listen, because as you said, you know, I want to read sometime, I want to listen sometime, I want to watch sometime, you know, it's a mindset. But if you are not offering your readers the option to listen, you are not answering one of their mindset. Now, AI make it super easy. You don't need to go into a studio, record yourself or a voice actor reading out all the materials that you are publishing. You can just use a simple JavaScript that basically turns all your textual content into audio and have a player embedded on the website that everybody that just press on play and have the option to listen to the content. This is one thing. And if I add to that the distribution layer, so now we are not only creating the audio, we also distribute it easily to all the relevant platforms. You know, if your readers want to listen to your content on Spotify, it's there. Google Podcast, it's there. Smart speaker, it can be also be there. And on top of that, AI is helping us to create relevant playlists based on the user preferences. So AI is also helping us to increase the time our users that engage with our content are listening to basically a playlist of the content that you created, and AI making the playlist relevant for them. So it won't be a generic playlist. It will be a tailor-made playlist for that specific user.
And so when you, I like the whole concept because I wanted to give people the opportunity to listen to, well, not listen, but to consume the content however they want to consume it, whether they listen to it or whether they read it or whether they watch it. At the end of the day, I don't care as long as you're consuming my content, right? And I'm offering value to you and I'm making an impact or whatnot. Now, I know one of your specialties is content marketing. And certainly that's what we talk about here quite often. And I would say that's probably what my bread and butter, content marketing strategy, content marketing implementation. How do you see this AI audio? How do you see content marketers adding that into their workflow, right? And I know everybody has their own workflows, so don't jump at me, everybody on Twitter or wherever. Like, you know, this is my own workflow and don't mess with it. We're not messing with anything. We're just trying to figure out what are some things to consider? How can you be more relevant to your audience? Where does it fit in the workflow? Is it more at the end? Is it more at the beginning? Is it automatic? Like, how do I tie it all together?
So I think that there are, first of all, of course, like any answer, it depends. Because when, let's take an example. We are working with the PwC, the accountant firm. And for them, they are releasing on a daily basis, many times, also a few times throughout the day, new messaging about regulation, about, you know, about taxes or some accounting material that is relevant. And they actually created a player that is being updated regularly on a daily basis with all the relevant new items that they are also sending via a newsletter. So for them, the busy CFO, the busy CEO, the accountant on another office or something like that can easily press play and be updated while he's driving to his office with what is new right now and what specific regulation that came up. So that's a second one is definitely the fact that as a marketeer, I want to have as large as possible a way to engage with my users. And one of that way is, of course, offering all my content in an audio form. Now, offering my content in an audio form is not only putting a player on my website, it's also being on the relevant audio platform where the relevant users are. So if I'm going back to the option of PwC, okay, let's put all of our ebooks on Spotify so the busy CFO on his way home can listen to the last white paper or ebook that we published. But if I'm a brand that, I don't know, sell computers, for example, I can give all the relevant updates on new products that I just released. Or if I'm just a blogger that have content that talks about, I don't know, cooking or sports or whatnot, I can have my content in a blog on my website, but I can also have my content ready to for consumption on a Spotify channel. And by that, I'm basically offering a new way, a new place to engage with my users. And I know that my users are there because you definitely have readers on Spotify, on Google Podcast, or on Apple, the same way as brands and other companies started to open their social channels, whether they are on Facebook or on Instagram. LinkedIn, by the way, also Telegram, the messaging app, brands are also opening channels over there. So at the end of the day, in regards to Marketeer, AI helps you to create, basically in seconds, duplicate your content, and of course, deliver it to as many platforms as you want. So it's a big win for marketeers.
So very interesting. So talk about, so I've done audio versions of blog posts before, but it's just me talking. And I know you mentioned voice actors earlier. I wouldn't call myself a voice actor by any stretch of the imagination. But, you know, same concept, right? I'm spending time to do it. And then basically, that's just kind of, that's my workflow. But what you're saying is a lot of companies are writing articles. And I know podcasts are taking off, but I do feel that most companies that start podcasts think of them as its own little thing. It's not fully integrated. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not truly a part of the overall strategy. It is and it isn't, but it's not all integrated. So a lot of companies write articles on their blog or whatever. And then what you're saying is I can now automatically take that content and have it go from text to speech. Sounds relatively human. And now I publish it as a Spotify podcast, basically?
Yes, that's exactly it. And I think that I see it a lot with different publications, you know, especially when we're talking about AI voice and smart speakers, things like that, that in many, many cases, people are trying to do, especially marketers, trying to do the best, most amazing thing that is super creative. But in many cases, you need to keep things simple. At the end of the day, when I'm going down an elevator, reading an article, and then entering my car, I want to have the option to listen. And it's not about being the most creative thing. It's just about efficiency. It's about multitasking. It's about utility. And you know, it's all about back to basic. You know, give me the option to listen. You are writing an amazing pieces of content, give me the option also to listen to it. And AI solve it, and it solves it in seconds.
Ooh. And then basically, it's just tied into my system, right? My website or whatever. And basically, correct, you pull it on over to become a podcast. So, but how does that work when you do? So I have my blog, basically. The RSS feed, you just take the RSS feed, I guess, through Trinity Audio, trinityaudio.ai, and then it creates a podcast? Or how does that work? What's like the, without giving away all the secrets here?
No, so again, as always, when in regard to technical integration, it depends. But at the basic, any website across the globe or application can use our solution. It's a simple JavaScript. By the way, we are also have plugins on Wix platform and WordPress platform. But at the end of the day, you take a JavaScript, you embed it once, and then it's live on all of your web page. And you have a small player beneath the headline and above the body of the article where you can say, if you want to listen, press play. You press play and you listen to it super easy. That's the basic building block. And now in our system, there are more, I would say, the next stage for the more progress marketeer that can create automatically playlists, can push it automatically to Spotify, and basically create your own audio channel, sort of your own radio station out there. Now, you said something in regards to podcast. Now, podcast is definitely paving the way for us and makes everything easier. But mm-hmm. as you said, and you said it correctly, in many cases, podcast is, again, those effort to be unique and this effort to just do what everybody else is doing, on the other hand. And in many cases, it doesn't serve the relevant needs of your user and definitely not serve the needs of your brand. If you have interesting content, I believe that the first step is give them in an audio manner, just, you know, just for the ease of the user, just for the accessibility. Now, if you have an amazing ideas and you have tons of content and you want to create a podcast, go for it. It's an amazing, successful podcast can create tons of value for a brand. I definitely. But again, there are so many podcasts, and it's hard. The discovery for podcasts, it's not easy. So you need to invest a lot if you want to have a relevant podcast in your field. The turning of text to audio, you know, that's a mechanical thing. You can super easy. It's basically benefit your reader. So as we see it in Trinity Audio, the things that we are doing, and we have also competitors, of course, this is where we are going in regards to audio, and it would be a commodity. Every website in the world will have it.
Yeah, very, very interesting. And then you can just play it in there. I think you're right on the podcasting, because everybody's talking about audio, so certainly this can help. Does it help with, I mean, you talked about convenience, really, right? I mean, it's convenience whether that I can listen to something walking down the steps, because I could just stop and read it too. But how about accessibility when I actually can't read something on the screen? I mean, does it help with that as well, or not as much?
So first of all, yes, definitely. We have websites and business owners and publication that use it from the accessibility aspect. But we need to understand that accessibility is much more broad than just having an audio option of your textual content, because blind and visually impaired people are only a specific group from disabled people. And there are many other disabilities that website owners need to make sure that they build a website based on the Disability Act that is relevant for that specific country. In Israel, we have one. In the US, we have another. In Europe, there is someone else. Most of them are similar, but there are some differences. But at the end of the day, yes, look, I can tell you a story about there. We got an email about a year ago from a father that has his daughter is 10, and she loves politics, go figure. And we are live on one of the news outlet that she likes to consume the content, and the fact and she's visually impaired, and due to the fact that they implemented our solution, now their bedtime stories is actually pressing play on our player and listening for several articles before she goes to sleep. Now, you know, you get this type of email of a father saying that, look, you actually created some quality time for me and my daughter where we just sit down and listen to the article. And you know, that's accessibility 100%.
Yeah. That's awesome. And are there any other implications really quickly? Like, does it help with SEO, or, I mean, that's probably not since it's embedded, or does it?
It actually is due okay. to the fact that for two main reasons. One of them is, nobody knows to what extent different things that you are doing in your website helps SEO, because you don't know the rank. You know, don't want to know. You will know if it improves in 2% or 5% or 10%. But what we do know are two main things. One, Google loves rich media, and audio is definitely rich media. So that's the first thing. So having an audio version of your content and audio player definitely helps in SEO. The second thing, in many cases, when you search for a specific podcast or a specific audio of a newspaper or publication, in the search results, inside Google search engine, you will have with the textual results also a section for audio within the page itself. So we'll have probably the first pick, which is text, a few examples in audio, and then the rest of the search answers for the search query. For example, if you write down Miami Herald podcast, one of the publications that we are working with, but we also distribute their content into Spotify, you will also be directed to audio content that the Miami Herald is publishing using our solution. So it also helps. Another thing, and this is super important, but this is something that publication and business need to start caring about right now, because it's going to be significant in the future, is the fact that voice search in most cases answered only one result. It's not like a web page where you see 10 results and you can scroll down and pick the one you choose. in voice is one winner takes it all. And as much audio content that you can provide, there's a good chance that you will be ranked one in voice search.
Very interesting, because it can just play as opposed to, you know, having to be read or just, yeah, interesting. So certainly something worth considering. In the last 70 seconds here, Ron, tell us about trinityaudio.ai. I know we talked about it a little bit here. Who should check it out, and how do they sign up?
So I'll say it like that. Any textual content creators that thinks that his or her content should be listened to or has a value in having an audio form of that content should use our solution. They can go to our website, as you said, trinityaudio.ai, look at some examples, play with the demo pages, and reach out if they have any question, or as simple as that, you know, just try our package and see if it fits their content strategy. In my opinion, I would go with 99% fit.
And of course, you know, if you're on WordPress or Wix and you're a relatively small creator, you can even use the free plan, five Correct. Articles per month. So I bet you there's some people who don't even write five articles a month who could certainly try that. Ron, really appreciate you making the time. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much for having me, and it was great talking to you.
That's a wrap. Thanks for tuning in. Please rate and review our show on your favorite podcast channels. And don't forget to share this episode with your networks. We appreciate you. Until next time, let the best stories win.